Hey folks, Dan Ferrer here with your closing bell for December 2nd, 2024. So mortgage rates inched up a little bit today, but not as bad as I thought it was going to be. So let's take a kind of a glimpse on what happened today on the economics calendar side. There's really nothing there, but we actually had a Fed official, actually a couple of them talk today. And here's what one of them had to say. It says Fed Governor Waller says he is leaning toward a December rate cut, but worries inflation's getting a little sticky. So just recently we had an inflation index come out. Let me show you that right through here. This is the economy at a glance. So we had inflation right through here, the PCE. Now the PCE is the one number, the inflation number that the Federal Reserve really monitors. They follow the CPI and the PPI and those things. If you're confused, continue to watch every day. You'll learn this stuff over time and you'll get to be a real expert at it. But inflation right through here, the last reading came in at 2.3, but right before there, it was 2.1. You can see it right through there, right? You'll see the little moves. So in September, the PCE was 2.1, and then in October, it came in at 2.3. So now Waller's coming in saying, well, we might cut, but we might not. So let's get over to see what he had to say today. So Steve Leisman is going to go over and tell us what he had to say, as well as another Fed official. And so let's get their take on it, and then we come back. I hate to say it, but he's going to steal all my thunder because he's going to go over the CME Fed Watch tool and a whole bunch of other things. But this is a pretty nice interview. So check it out. And we're going to learn a lot from this one. So take it away, Steve.
Stick today is on the tape saying that, you know, it's not preordained a December cut. And now we have comments from Fed Governor Waller. Right, Steve Leisman?
Yes, we do. Scott Wapner, Fed Governor Chris Waller will say in a speech that he leans towards supporting a December policy cut, depending, of course, upon incoming data. He says he expects rate cuts to continue over the next year until we approach a more neutral setting. There's still some distance to go until they hit that neutral setting, Waller says. On the outlook for policy, he says policy is still restrictive. That is putting downward pressure on inflation. Cutting again means the Fed is not pressing on the brake pedal quite as hard, but still, he says, pressing on the brake pedal. A December cut will not, quote, dramatically change the stance of monetary policy. There are some concerns he has. I'll get to those in a second. He says the speed and timing of cuts to be determined will be determined by economic conditions. Recent data raised the possibility, he warns, that inflation progress may have stalled. He says monthly readings on inflation have moved up, quote, noticeably. But he expects inflation to continue on the path to 2%, which is why he says he can support a cut coming in December, depending upon, of course, the jobs data this Friday. He mentions the JOLTS data tomorrow, also mentions the upcoming inflation reports and retail reports that are coming before the next meeting. He does
And this is what I was saying. This week, we really have no data coming in until like Thursday, Friday, and that will be market movers unless it just comes in right with what the economists expected. So there's really not a lot of data coming in. That's why today's word from a Fed official is kind of hitting mainstream. So let's get back to it.
Expect a rebound in that November payroll data. The labor market, he says, is significantly looser, but still is strong. The committee could be skipping rate cuts, just a conversation you guys were having, multiple times on the way to neutral, assuming that next year's Fed forecast for a average forecast, that is a 3.4% funds rate, is still accurate. So, Scott, he's on board with a cut, but says, hey, hang on a second. We do have some data between now and then, but he still seems to be leaning towards that December cut. And I will check for you the probabilities that are now 10 points higher as a result of this for December. We went into it at 60.8. We're now at 70.3, to be precise. And I can't do the math on all of it, but it does seem like that has kind of also raised the probability of a March rate cut down up to 48 from 43, less so down the road, Scott, but 10 points higher.
So here's what he's talking about. He's getting this data right from over here, the Fed Watch tool. So he's going to break it down saying, well, They're expecting to get the federal funds rate between about to 3.75. And that's what we're seeing right through here. So what we're on, again, is the CME Fed Watch tool. If you scroll down, here's some things that you can use on the side. If you hit aggregate, it kind of tells you what's expected all the way through next year. So what he's talking about is saying, well, there's probably a 25 basis point cut coming in December. You're seeing that right through there. And if they don't do it, they'll do it in the January meeting, but then nothing else. And then there's not supposed to be another deduction or rate cut until this is telling us May. And then one final one about a year from now. So this is what we're looking at right now based on the data that he's providing us. But remember last, about a month or so ago, there was expected to be like 10 rate cuts over time. We've had two so far, and this isn't telling us there's 10 left. So let's get back to Steve to see if he can add any more context to this.
Now, on that December cut after Waller's remarks.
Yeah. I mean, do you feel like, Steve, at minimum now, we'll just have a more vigorous debate in the room about maybe December is going to happen, but certainly after that. I mean, if you take, you know, Bowman against Waller and maybe some of the others, you're going to have more back and forth maybe than you've had over the last many months.
For sure, Scott. But interestingly, I think the market is priced for that. If you look at the way it's priced, has the December cut with a 70% probability? It's not a slam dunk, but it's closer to a dunk than anything. And then they have the pause built in the futures market for January. That gives time for a lot of stuff to come through. Remember, we had that pop, that pop at the beginning of last year. Now, that could cut both ways. You may have a new round of beginning of the year rate price hikes come through, but you also have tough, easier comparisons with last year that could bring down the inflation rate. So they'll get a chance with the market built in for January, the pause, they'll get a chance to get a little time to figure it out. Remember, you don't have another hike really built into the structure here. I can't do the math on the fly here. You were at 55% going in. It looks like you're like 57, call it 60%. For May. So you don't have another cut built in till May. And then one other thing I want to check for you, which is the 1 year from now, the November 25 Fed funds contract, that's 382. So what do you want to say? They bring it down another quarter, that brings you to 438. So there's another, call it 40 basis points built in over the next year. So the way the market is set up, you get a cut in December, and then you get this kind of very intermittent cutting going on.
Then you can battle over where neutral is because they still don't know. Steve, thank you.
So this is what I've been telling you guys all along. We don't know what neutral is. Until we know that, we don't know how far the Federal Reserve is going to cut. They just said the same thing on that channel. So what I was scanning back and forth with Steve Leisman was going back, showing you the probabilities of what the Fed's going to do and so forth. So we all know. Just because the Federal Reserve might cut rates, that doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to go down. And we learned that on the September 18th, what happened this past September 18th, where the Federal Reserve cut rates by 50 basis points. And then almost every day from there to the next Fed meeting, mortgage rates went up and up and up. So you have to keep tuning in to me every day to figure out where in the heck mortgage rates are going. And I'll also give you the context of why they're doing what they're doing. So now let's get to the broad indices on the equities. We have red on the Dow Jones. It's down 128. Green on the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. Russell 2000 is down 0.5. So I've never really seen that before. And the VIX is staying basically neutral at 13, saying the markets are pretty calm at this point. Let's go over to cryptocurrency. It's been all over the map. It's down 1,400. This was up just 300 just a little bit ago. So it's all over the map. But let's go to that oil to see where that is. And it's still below $70 a barrel. So that helps the inflation numbers there. So here's basically where the Federal Reserve, here's the numbers that they've been looking at. Let's not get to that. Where is it? Not the Federal Reserve. My apologies. This is new loan limits just got posted. So the new loan limit for 2024 on conforming loans or conventional loans is now $766,550, up from I don't know where it started from, but it's up now to $766,550. When I got in this business, that number was like in the 200 ranges. So that's how far we've been since I've been doing this back in the 90s. So my name is Dan Frio. What do I do? Who am I? How do you reach out to me? Well, I'm just a loan officer out here. What I'm trying to do is educate you guys on the finances. We talk about stocks and equities and bonds and everything else, but my whole goal here is so you guys understand real estate, the housing market, interest rates, and why the market's doing what the market's doing. So hopefully you learn on a daily basis what's going on there. But if you need some assistance from me or me and my team, we'd love to help you. If you're trying to navigate buying that first house, buying that first investment property? How do you refinance? Does debt consolidation make sense? These are all the things that we can help you answer. So if you want to get the ball rolling, you can click the Apply Now tab on our website, therateupdate.com. You can also check to see some grant finding programs out there. We hand chose 3 grants out here for those out there looking to buy that first house. But what's taking off right now is our one-on-one consultations. These are My guys were booked up all day today. So if you're having a tough time logging in there, please be patient. We're working on this. But all you need to do is click that. You'll be scheduled. You'll launch right out to a calendar to set up appointments with us. And it's right through there. Right now, I am booked up, but David and Alan are free. So David and I, Alan, both work with me. We work as a team. We've both been doing this, or we all have been doing this for over 20 years. So feel free to reach out to any of us for some assistance. So that is my report for today. So I hope you learned something today. Tomorrow, the market's going to be kind of humdrum again, but you got to come back to see what does happen based on the data that's coming out tomorrow. So the only way to find that out is tune in tomorrow. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.